what do you think of when you think of Kobe Bryant, Rick?
Well, I think of, you know, obviously one of the more exciting, one of the great players in the history of the game. But what really struck me about Kobe and why I had so much respect for him is that whenever he put his uniform on, you knew you were going to get everything that he had. He'd give you 100% every single time you put that uniform on. He took great pride in the way that he approached the game. And, you know, as an athlete myself, you just have to really respect that, because not all players do that. But Kobe, he was unbelievable. It's too bad he wasn't the Golden State Warrior, because he really truly defines what a warrior is.
When you think of Kobe's career, particularly the fact that he came out of high school, decided to enter the NBA draft, how impressive was his start to his career, being just 18 years old and really just thrown into the fire?
Well, I mean, he didn't come in here and set the world on fire, but he didn't let it discourage him. As I say, he's a guy that went out there to give his best every single time. He learned by the mistakes that he made. And, you know, he had some tough bumps in that early part of his career, but he overcame them and established great confidence in himself and his ability, and was just a great player. When everybody was on his case all the time after Shaq left and everything, talking about being selfish and all, I said, no, he's not selfish. He probably had more assists to Shaq than anybody else. He just wanted to win. And that's what you have to really respect about any athlete who's more concerned about winning than he is about his own individual honors and his individual accomplishments. And I think Kobe fell into that role. I mean, he tried to do a lot, but he didn't have a supporting cast to do it. When he finally did get someone else, he was able to be successful. So it's just so tragic. I feel so sad for his wife and for all of his daughters especially. I mean, no child should have to grow up without a parent. That's not the way things were supposedly designed to be. And that's very sad in and of itself. And I respect my wife, who ran women's basketball for many, many years in the United States. Kobe was great in helping out women's basketball. He had a daughter who was, I guess, obviously from what I've heard, who has a chance to be a really good basketball player. And so he always did a lot to try to help promote the game of basketball on the ladies' side of things as well. So it's just a very sad day to hear something of this and feel badly for his family, and also for the family of the other people who we don't know who they were, who were on that helicopter. And it's going to be a tragic situation for them as well.
He spent his entire career with the Los Angeles Lakers. How unusual is that, and how does that even strengthen the connection that a player, especially a player like Kobe Bryant, could have with the fans?
Well, it is a very unique. It doesn't happen in today's world, hardly ever. It's a very special situation for him that he was able to do that. And he's revered by the people down there, justifiably so. 41 years old. I mean, you're not supposed to die at 41 years old. I mean, and a player of his stature to no longer be with us, who was still involved in sports and doing a lot of wonderful things, and someone who didn't take all of his money and just, you know, go on and, you know, have yachts and jet planes and everything else to go and just worry about himself. He was doing a lot of other really good things as well. So a very special person. It's a very sad day to have lost someone of the caliber of Kobe Bryant.
And he is somebody that, even if you don't follow the NBA, Rick, you just say the word Kobe and they know who you're talking about.
Yeah, there's very few athletes that get by that, you know, Pele. You know, Michael, you just say Michael, meaning you're thinking of Michael Jordan. I mean, if when you reach a certain status in the world of sports, you know, one name sometimes signifies everything that needs to be said, and certainly Kobe is one of them. You don't have to say Bryant, you just have to say Kobe, and people know who you're talking about.
You know, we've talked a lot in these last few minutes about what a dynamic player he was, about it being unusual that he spent his entire year with the Lakers. What do you think history will remember about Kobe Bryant most?
Well, again, I think the fact that he was one of the most exciting, one of the most explosive, one of the most successful players in the history of the game. He's up there probably in the top three as far as two guards in the history of the game, you know, along with Michael Jordan and also the great Jerry West, who was also a Laker, and a number of other players. But I would say that more than likely, if you had to pick the top three two guards of all time, that Kobe would probably wind up in there, and people probably argued, you know, that he might be two, maybe, you know, or three, depending upon if you like Jerry West or not. But, you know, Michael, I think, still gets the nod as number one, but Kobe would be right there.